Yesterday, the markets hit some major records. Today, the anemic job numbers and wages had a sobering impact. It's the Business News headlines for Friday, the 10th day of January. Thanks for being with us, everybody. More retail troubles out today. Meanwhile, more brands are leaving Amazon.com. Are starter homes making a comeback? Those stories, the markets, and a special two-part interview about the Poor People's Campaign event headed to Des Moines, Iowa next week. What is it? Who is poor? What are the demands? But first, the Business News headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AUREON.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. The Business News is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Friday edition of Insight on Business, the News Hour. Grateful that you have clicked through again today. Well, the Labor Department today issued their jobs report for December, and it was not encouraging. The United States created 145,000 non-farm jobs last month, with the bulk of hiring in healthcare and in retail. Well, that was well off the mark of 160,000 jobs that were expected. Taking a hit was the manufacturing sector. That sector shed over 14,000 jobs nationwide, once again pointing to a weakening in the manufacturing sector here in the United States. Meanwhile, the other sobering statistic was the anemic jobs figure. 2019 saw wages increase by only 2.9%, which is the lowest figure since 2011. All that plus issues of global concern had an impact on the markets, and I'll have those numbers for you in just a bit. Shares of Urban Outfitters fell sharply today, extending the retailer's loss for the second day after it reported holiday sales that came in below analysts' expectations. The company's stock price tumbled over 5.5% to $26.14 a share. The retailer's overall sales rose just under 3% during the 2019 holiday season, well below analyst expectations. Well, some major brands have had it with Amazon.com, and they're pulling out. Earlier this week, IKEA became the latest brand to cut ties with Amazon when it decided not to continue a pilot program that began in 2018. The Swedish retailer joined the likes of Nike, Birkenstock, and Popsockets, all of which decided selling directly on Amazon wasn't worth the hassle and opted to pull out instead. The moves have sparked fears that Amazon will soon see more big brands flee the site, but it is a gamble. Unless companies can develop an e-commerce strategy to compete with Amazon's customer-obsessed mindset, experts say ditching Amazon has the potential to backfire. Amazon does continue to dominate online shopping. It controls 38% of the e-commerce market in the United States, far ahead of rivals like eBay and Walmart, which can only claim single-digit percentages. Well, USA Today has an interesting look at the world of starter homes. It seems this endangered species, since the housing recovery began 8 years ago, is making a comeback. Builders are putting up more small, low-priced homes as demand from millennials picks up and contractors figure out how to turn a profit from the units, even with persistently high construction costs. In November, single-family homes and townhouses, priced at $200,000 to $299,000, comprised about 34% of all the new home sales through the first 11 months of last year. Now, that's up 30% from 2017 and 2018. The median price of a new home in the third quarter was $311,000, according to the National Association of Home Builders. So, who's buying these homes? Well, in the third quarter of last year, 37.5% of millennials owned homes. That's up from 36% a year earlier, and the largest share since 2011. Millennials also made up the biggest portion of all home buyers in 2018 at 37%. That data coming from the National Association of Realtors. Well, stocks retreated today, falling back from all-time highs as traders assessed weaker-than-expected job data to end a volatile week full of geopolitical concerns. The Dow closed 133 points lower to end the day at 28,823. Earlier in the session, the 30-stock average broke above 29,000 for the first time. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ each shed about 0.3%, with the S&P finishing the day at 32.65 and the NASDAQ at 91.78. Boeing shares dropped 1.9% to lead the Dow lower. The financials and industrial sectors dropped at least 0.7 each to drag down the S&P 500. The major averages still posted solid weekly gains despite today's muted performance. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ were up 0.9 and 1.8% respectively for the week. The Dow, that was up 0.7 week to date. And finally, there is this, and it's all about how you consume music. Music streaming on platforms like Spotify, Apple Music, and YouTube now account for 82% of the way people in the United States consume music. That according to data from Nielsen. Music streams across the country have now surpassed 1 trillion for the first time ever. Remember those record stores back in the day, right? And when we come back, a special two-part interview with leadership for the Iowa Poor People's Campaign, which will hold 2 events next week. What's it all about? Who is poor? What are the demands of this national organization? Hang on. All that is coming up next.